Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Hey, we are back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we are turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
Well, Chris, I believe last year I focused on linebacker Sam Acho of the Bears. He was doing some great things. I think last year at this time we brought it up. And then, of course, in the fall, he was again elected as one of the finalists for the NFL Man of the Year Award. Just kept adding to what he does. First and foremost, Chris, he's very, very involved, whatever the Chicago Bears want him to do. That's his first priority, is whatever their PR department says for him to do, he'll try to stay close to home and do it in Chicago, such as the the Play 60 initiative, which is very popular throughout the league. He runs a lot of camps, both on the campus of George Halas Hall there in Chicago, Chris, and does a lot with the Chicago Public Schools, but he's big on the NFL's character playbook program that's sponsored by the team, but he'll get kids into the Bears locker room. He just loves hanging around Soldier Field and talking to kids, and visits a lot of children's hospitals in Chicago. Chris, that's his main focus. He'll actually bring young kids with him that he's talked already or visited already to hand out blankets and teddy bears to other kids in hospital. He just continues to do a lot with the Play 60 message, getting kids out there at camps and football drills and clinics. But he's nonstop with doing this, Chris. He's been in the league about 7 years now, and he's really taken Chicago over by storm as far as what he's done in that community. And it looks like he'll continue to do it because he's still having success on the field. So, again, we're going to give another shout-out to Sam Acho, and it's richly deserved.
Yes, it is, and that's a great story, Bob. Thanks for continuing to put, we don't have to spotlight a guy one time, right? I mean, they continue. We see so many guys doing great things over and over and over again, and that we need to keep putting the spotlight back on them because it's fantastic stuff. So kudos to you and to Sam Acho. And Bob, this week I'm going to put my spotlight on Eagles running back Wendell Smallwood. He grew up in Wilmington, Delaware, and wanted to go back to his hometown and make a difference. And over the holidays, he thought, I could do a toy drive. I could take some kids out shopping and give them a shopping spree, or maybe I could donate some money to a local charity. But instead, he decided to do something completely different, something even more meaningful than that. And you see, when you kind of look back on his life, he was raised by a single mom. So he knows the challenges that single moms have for trying to make ends meet while also making sure that, the kids have enough to eat, that they have a bed to sleep in, and even, when we talk about things like, being able to take a kid to a doctor, make a doctor's appointment, single moms have a hard time doing all of those things. So he decided to make an impact by helping some local moms pay their bills while also getting them some Christmas gifts so that they could give them out to their kids and their kids could have a better holiday. So he knows how hard it is, how hard it was for his mom, to pay their bills and to give him and his two siblings Christmas presents every year. So he took it upon himself to pay their bills and buy some Christmas presents, for those moms who are financially burdened and they wouldn't be able to do it, right? He sort of wanted to take that financial burden off of them. So his mom, when she saw about the things that he was doing, said, she didn't want anything else for Christmas after having watched her son do that for others. That was sort of, his Christmas present to her. And in all, he helped out a dozen single moms. One family, Bob, he bought 3 beds for them because they were just sleeping on the floor in their apartment. One family, he wanted, all they wanted from him was, boy, we'd sure like to take our mom to an Eagles game sometime. So he got them 4 tickets to a game. He took care of one mom who was going through a lot of financial hardships because her 7-month-old had to have open heart surgery. So he paid some of her bills. So Bob, kudos to Wendell Smallwood for making a huge difference in the lives of 12 families back in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. It's fantastic stuff.
That's tremendous, Chris, because we know a guy like Smallwood, is not one of these guys that's been around a long time and has made a ton of money. You could tell what he's doing is strictly from the goodness of his character. And that's just incredible. And that's, I guess, why we save it for the end. And just like Levon said, there's just so many good guys doing great things, Chris, and you know, it's almost like athletes do it more because they have that platform, and kudos to them. They have that platform, and that's probably why they do it. But again, it's very refreshing, and I'm sure you probably wouldn't want to end your birthday any other way but to have something really enrich your heart like that.
Absolutely. Go out on a high note, and that it doesn't get any better than that. So you're exactly right, Bob. And to that end, right, it's time for us to put a bow on this episode of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks once again to Matthew Lawrence, Tony Collins, LeVon Kirkland, and Jim Everett for joining us tonight and helping me and us celebrate my birthday tonight. And as Bob, as always, Bob, the greatest privilege of all is getting to do it with you, my friend.
I hope you enjoyed it. It was a great, I guess, for yourself. I know having talked with guys that we had on tonight, they all love you and you love them and they go back with you, and probably a great birthday, hopefully a memorable one for you too, Chris.
Indeed it was. Thank you. All right, folks, next week we're going to have a bit of a baseball spin on the show. We hope you'll come back and join us, and we're going to be scheduled to talk to former Georgia and Steelers running back and another TNT Hall of Famer, Tim Worley, will be back with us. Former Dodgers and Yankees starting pitcher Tommy John will be here. It's been a little while since we've talked to Tommy. Looking forward to having him back on the show. Our friend from Top, Susan Lajedai, she will be back with us, as will former Padres infielder Kurt Bevacqua. Great time we had with Kurt a few months back when he joined us. So looking forward to having him back on the show. And, of course, Tony Collins will be here as he always is. So looking forward to spending next Thursday night, draft night, with those guys and, of course, with Bob as well. So we hope you'll come back and be a part of the show with us. I want to remind you how you can follow us on social media. First, please go visit us on Facebook. The show has a page there, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's important to us. Plus, both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages as well. Please also check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you'll be able to see who some of our future guests are going to be. Plus, you can stream or download any of our archive episodes from there. It's going to link you back to our page over on Podbean. So, download the Podbean app or go over to Podbean.com and check out the Thursday Night Tailgate page. Can't thank those guys enough for featuring us. We're right there, front and center in their football fan section. Also featuring our golf show next on the tee right there on the homepage of their mobile app. Can't thank those guys enough for all of their support. And if you just love podcasts across all genres, not just sports or football or baseball, whatever it is, Podbean is the app for you. Go download it and check it out. They've got a lot of great podcasts over there. On Twitter, you can follow me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Okay, Chris, again, happy birthday, and let us know how that shortcake was. My mouth is watering right now, so let me know, brother.
Thank you.
And we also want to send thanks out to our great announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the terrific job he always does with our intro and ads. And we want to thank Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself and the birthday boy, Chris, we want to thank everyone tonight for listening. We appreciate you all the most. And until next week, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.